Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to Is That Jazz Radio. Our guest this evening will be Miss Hummingbird herself, Tweet. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back with Tweet.
Yeah. Round two.
Mars Ambrosio.
Hello, folks. We have Miss Hummingbird herself, Tweet, on the line. Tweet, thank you for calling in to Is That Jazz Radio. How are you today, ma'am?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Thank you.
That's cool. We are really excited to have such a distinguished artist like yourself on our show. So we'll get right into the questions, if you don't mind, Miss Hummingbird. And is it okay to call you Miss Hummingbird?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. We interviewed Jeff Bradshaw last Thursday, and he described you like this, Miss Tweet, as a beautiful general soul with an angelic voice. And your presence, both performing and your music, reminds me of a little bit of Minnie Riperton and just her honesty and sincerity in her music approach. How would you describe Miss Hummingbird, also known as Tweet?
I don't know. I get asked that question a lot. I'm just doing me. You know, it's nothing, stuff that just comes natural, you know. Music is what I was born to do. I grew up in around music, so I just feel like it's something natural. So I don't really have a word for it. It's just me being me, basically.
Okay. Can you describe what first comes to your mind when you hear these two words, perseverance and faith?
Ooh, wow.
You haven't had before. And I'm patting myself on the back here. I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't want to interrupt you. But how would you describe, when you hear these two words, perseverance and faith?
I mean, that's what I live by right now. I haven't always, but I just think of what I strive to be and to live as with perseverance and definitely faith. Without faith, you know, it's impossible to please God, first of all, and just to live in this world today, you got to have it. So I just think of what I strive to be and what I strive to do daily.
Okay. And you're a mom, a grandma. How important it is family in your life, Ms. Tweet?
Very important. Yes, I am a grandmother. He just turned 3 in March, so I'm enjoying every moment of it. It's a love like I've never known before, you know. But family is very important. My family is very tight-knit, and we're always together. We always talk, so it's very important to have that foundation and just for support and just for love and things like that. So it's very important in my life, you know.
So they're very supportive in your musical endeavors?
Definitely.
Okay. And keeping in that vein, how important it is to have a team and a label that understands your artistic expression?
Oh, it's very important. I know a lot of artists suffer. I know I recently, that's been my goal, was to create a team because I kind of lost my team from the beginning. But I was lucky enough to have Electra in the beginning, know who I was, you know, with the help of Missy, you know, bringing me in. And, you know, that ride was very good. But once it changed, the record label changed, and my team changed, that's when everything went kind of awry. So it's very important that any artist out there, if you want to be in the business for longevity, and just for you being the artist that you want to be, make sure everyone understands who you are and never compromise. And it's very important. I'm just trying to get back to that. It's very important. So the label can support you and back you and your team know what to do to get you where you want to go. So it's very important.
Okay, thank you. Just a couple more questions. And again, Ms. Tweet, thank you for gracing us with this interview.
Mm-hmm.
I would like, one of the reasons why we created Is That Jazz Radio, because there's a tremendous void in music that's played on the radio. I was in a conversation with Esperanza Spalding a couple of years ago where she said something has to be done. And that's what kind of prompted me along with reaching the students that I teach. To create mm-hmm. Is That Radio. And we think today's music has lost a lot of its individuality, where many mm-hmm. artists are focusing on the hits and the clicks, and it's like the quality is suffering. Would you agree with that statement in the sense that, you know, too many people are trying to sound too much alike today?
100%. I call this day and age, the music business is on a one-track mind. It's just one track. If you were listening to the radio, in the one-hour span, you will hear the same sound or the same track on 20 records. It's just the same track. And I feel like I even posted something yesterday where I watched one of the video or award shows, and they had a category titled hip-hop R&B category. I'm like, how can that be when there's two different genres? And I think that's what's happening. We're linking everything in one little pot, you know, and everything, just forgetting that there are different genres of music. Everybody wants to be Beyonce. Everybody wants to have blonde hair. Everybody wants to wear leotards. Everybody wants to do. If anything works for one record label, all the record labels want that same thing. So it's very annoying to me because I'm a soul singer, and I think music has lost its soul, and that's what's really happening. There, you don't have to have talent to be in the business anymore. You don't have to strive to do anything but want an award for something. You don't even have to even have a positive message anymore. As long as you can bring in a lot of money by saying whatever, you don't even have to know what you're saying. As long as it brings in some money, that's all that matters now. All the soul and the substance and the quality is missing in music. And hopefully it'll get back. I'm an artist that is praying for it to happen, but some days I wake up and I'm listening to these new artists even coming out, even just music that's out today, and I'm like, it's not going to change, but I can't, you know, I'm still hoping that it does, that it gets back to real music and substance, and because people are striving, I'm not sure that they're longing for it. I'm a person that buys music, and for me to not be able to buy any music for you, it's just kind of disheartening to me, you know, and I think we need to get back to pushing those artists because there are still artists like me that are still out there working. They're just not in the forefront, but I think we just need to continue to support those type of artists and bring music back to where it's supposed to be.
Well, here it is, that Jasmine's tweet. We're going to play all the music that we can find of your back catalogs and anything in the future because we kind of agree. I had a producer named Paris Tune on our show maybe a month or so ago, and he said even musicians are having a hard time because they're trying to play music that was computer-generated, and they're trying to play instruments, and it was actually created on a computer, so the industry itself is really at a loss here, and it's just one of the reasons why we created Is That Jazz, and, you know, we try and fight it as much as possible because I've run into some very good artists out there.
Mm-hmm. There are some. There are. I'm telling you, I've run into a few myself. I just wanted to change because it's needed. People still want good music. That hasn't changed. People still want it, you know.
Well, there may be a lot of great female singers. You'd be hard-pressed to find some with your fashion sense, especially the way you rock those hats. Where do you get your style from?
I don't know. I've always had my own kind of style or whatever, and I've always worn hats. There's nothing that I've just created, you know, just did when I became artist, but even in high school I wore hats and things like that. So I don't know where it came from. Just me expressing myself. I always wanted to be different. I never wanted to fit in. So
that's really cool.
I think that's what it was. If somebody was going right, I wanted to go left.
I seen a tweet where you kind of said that you always wanted to be different, and that was very recently, and it made me smile a little bit. Our program director, Ebony, has one question for you also. Hold on.
Okay. Okay.
Ebony?
Good evening, Miss Tweet.
Hi, how are you, Ebony?
I'm good. It's so good to hear your voice and have you on the station. It's definitely an honor, sister.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. My question is, coming up in the church, you know, being brought up that way, have you ever had to go through anything as far as transitioning into R&B music versus, like, gospel music? Like, did you have to have any obstacles? Did people, like, come at you for taking that route? And what can you say to those that are similar in growing up in the church and want to branch out?
Now, you know what? I've been fortunate enough to not really have any problems. Nobody's really come at me like that, not even my family. My parents, you know, I was concerned even with Oops, even though it wasn't what people thought it was about. But the idea of people thinking that it was a sexual song, you know, I thought, like, my mother's going to kill me, my grandmother's going to think I'm crazy, you know, whatever. But they was like, we support whatever you do, you know. I haven't had that problem. But for anyone that think they are, you know, I think transitioning, I think it's very important that you just keep the message where it is. I think because I'm saying that where I am now in my life, back then I probably wouldn't say that, but right now where I am in my life, just make sure the message is positive to transition to R&B. I mean, R&B and soul music is no different than, you know, speaking what everybody's everyday life is. It, you know, it don't have to be about sex or anything like that, but it's a good R&B song, a good soul song is really talking about our everyday emotions. So it's not, exactly, like, no different than saying anything else, you know, like, I love Jesus. And Jesus, there's a whole book in the Bible about love songs and things like that. So there shouldn't be no big thing about, if I want to sing about love, T.J. Morton had even a book about it. Why can't I sing about love if I'm saved, sanctified? Why I can't? I mean, I know our parents weren't in the bedroom playing Precious Lord while things were going on. You know what I mean? There had to be some love songs, you know? So
right.
I think it should be easy to transition because love is, God is love. And when you can speak about love and put that message out there, it shouldn't be a problem.
Exactly, and I noticed that not all R&B songs are demeaning, or, you know, there's some of them, a lot of them,
right,
actually are very uplifting, just as well as gospel or inspirational music, you know.
Exactly.
And I just wanted to piggyback off of what y'all were saying about the music. You know, music is defined as vocal or instrumental sounds or both combined in such a way as to produce beauty of form, harmony, and expression of emotion. We don't have music in mainstream music right now. There is no music. If we go by the definition of music, what Tweet and what Jeff Bradshaw and Eric Robeson, Robert Glass, what you guys are bringing to the table, that's music. And there's
right.
a few of you that are doing that, and we appreciate that, and we love y'all for that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And I agree. Tweet. I love that whole thing, the definition. I think we need to put that out there, have that so people know exactly what music is supposed to be and what it should be, you know?
Exactly. And they could just Google it, just like I did just now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tweet.
Nice talking to you, Tweet. Thanks, Tracy.
Same here. Okay. No problem.
Tweet, it's amazing how your voice is in unison with Jeff, because what struck me the most and why I was so glad to, you know, to air his interview, because he constantly made reference to our Creator and to Jesus and how that was the center of his everything that he does. So really, when I told some of my students and even a bus driver that I was interviewing you, you know, they looked at me like I was crazy, like, Mr. D, come on. And the bus driver almost pulled over and missed somebody picking someone up. And so for you to, I mean, you're loved. The bus driver was like, I have all her music, and how are you, you know, going to interview her? Is your station really like that now? Because my station was created out of frustration, seeing how the music really shaped the minds and the outcomes of youth that listen to it. You know, they can't really distinguish entertainment from fact, especially when they live in closed urban environments. So for them to hear this message, if they're listening now or when we put it on our website, you have no idea of how many young lives you may have affected just by saying that. And again, Jeff.
All about.
Yeah, Jeff was pretty much saying the same thing. So, you know, I know it can only help my station to put a message out like that. I know Quentin told me that you guys have a show when you're traveling. So we give all of our guests an opportunity to, in closing, to talk about any new projects on the horizon. What can we expect from you? So that would be my question, ma'am.
Well, what's happening now is I'm working on, I've just completed, I'm just putting the finishing touches on the new project coming out this year. Okay. And I'm just excited about it. I'm great people that's backing it. So I do have a great team that's behind me, as you had mentioned earlier. And I'm just excited about it. I know a lot of people have been waiting, and I've been waiting just to put out some more good music, timeless music. And I just want to say thanks to everyone that has just been supportive throughout the years and my hiatus and my gone and, you know, being gone. But I just thank you so much for the love and support. Look out for the new album coming this year. It might just be untitled because I can't come up with quite the title yet, but it's an amazing album. You guys are going to love it.
Okay. And our last question, I'll frame it like this, Ms. Tweet. A young lady, 12 years old, really likes your music. And how would you describe, let me see how I would put this, what advice would you give to someone that young, wanting to be a singer, growing up in here in Wilmington, which is called like the worst small city in America? What advice could someone like you that she would listen to unconditionally, what could you give her and young girls like her?
Well, my advice would be to don't compromise and don't do it for the wrong reasons. Make sure this is exactly what you want to do. And if you have something to say, because it's a great platform to have, but make sure when you get that chance that you utilize that opportunity to have something great to say and to use your daily life experiences to put, you know, to do your music and the right songs. The best songs are from life experiences. And don't give up. There might be a lot of no's, but that one yes might turn your life around. So don't give up on your dreams. This is what you really want to do. So that's what I would give to them. That's what I would say. And never compromise.
Never compromise. I think that's
going to help. And most important, God first. Keep God first. Keep God first. Put Him first in everything that you do. And that and everything will work out.
Okay. Well, Ms. Tweet, I like to say Ms. Hummingbird because I remember, and I can't think right now the name they gave Minnie Riperton, but you guys, to me, have that presence, man, where it's just honest and a certain quality that doesn't exist now. So I hope you don't mind the comparison, but
No, I get it all the time.
You know, it's like angelic. And I'd like to thank Quentin for making it happen. There's a connection with our families that Quentin and I will talk to, you know, talk about a great myth in the future. And thank you so much for coming on our station. And again, Tweet will be in the Philadelphia area at the TLA with Jeff Bradshaw and Robert Glasper. That song, Tweet, is off the hook, man. You know, like,
I love
that's,
that.
Oh, is it? You know, it's just the video, both live version, it's just really special. And we've been playing it a lot on our station. So, you know, if you get a chance, because we're going to feature it again this evening. Thank you so much. Quentin, are you there? Okay, so he must just must. Okay, Quentin, I'd like to thank you for making this possible. It really means a lot to us. More importantly, to the children that we want to reach with such a beautiful soul like Miss Tweet, also known as Miss Hummingbird. So with that, we're going to say thank you for coming on to our show. And, Tweet, is there anything else you want to say, or are we good?
I'm good, but if you guys want to stay in touch, my Instagram is tweet_. Twitter is ms_hummingbird, and then Tweet fan page on Facebook. So if you want to keep in touch with me or know what I'm doing next, just check those sites.
Again, we're going to have all of the links to Tweet and her different websites on our website probably by this Wednesday. So you'll be able to go there and find out everything that's going on with you. And again, ma'am, stay blessed. Keep that positive message that's so sorely needed. And have a blessed evening. Quentin, I'll talk to you a little bit later.
Thank you so much.
All right, Quentin, I'll talk to you a little bit later, bro.
Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it. Take care.
All right.
Now it's time for us to show our love for Jeff Bradshaw and friends.
Jehovah's Chosen. Mr. Najee Rashid on flute, y'all. Coming back to help me out a little bit. wonderful band to you. On piano, Mr. Junius Burvine. On keys from Atlanta, Mr. Clarence T. Lee Hill. On keys, Mr. Paris Bowen. Backgrounds, Miss Rare Valverde. Mr. Vero. All the way from Houston, Texas, Miss Trina Broussard. On drums, Mr. Rashid Williams. On percussion, Mr. Aaron Draper. On guitar, Mr. Clay Sears. The violinistas, lead violinist and arranger, Miss Alexandra Cutler, thank you. Saxophone, Mike Burton. My homeboy for 15 years, Mr. Matt Cappy on trumpet. Aaron Good on trombone. Did you enjoy all the artists tonight, y'all? Najee Rashid on flute, on saxophone. Put your hands together for all the amazing artists that was on this stage tonight. Come on, we gotta go. You still love.